What's up and welcome to the podcast Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and this is the podcast all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. I am a personal trainer. I'm a competitive power lifter, and more so than anything, I just love talking about health and fitness. So this is where I like to do that on, well, it's fitting. It's my podcast. So here we go. So unlike other podcasts, I like to get right to the meat of the subject. And I'm not being derogatory towards other podcasts. I love a lot of other podcasts and I listen to a lot of other shows. But sometimes it gets a little frustrating when I downloaded a podcast and I'm trying to listen to it for a certain set of content, and this is why I've downloaded the podcast, but it takes them forever to get to that content with sponsors and other riffraff and jib-jab that they're just talking about. And sometimes that banter is fun, and it's funny, and it's entertaining, but other times it's just flat-out annoying. So I do that here on my show as well. However, I try to keep it to a minimum because I've only got 10 minutes to work with in the first place. So I'm going to jump right in on that note. So today I want to talk about circadian rhythms. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this. Have you? Hit me up on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/under10fitness. That's what I'm trying to say here. So facebook.com/under10fitness. And what you can do is you can say, hey, Drew, I've heard about a circadian rhythm. It's this. And you can go blah, 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 and tell me what you know about a circadian rhythm. So I consulted the research and development department here at Under 10 Fitness Laboratories, and that's aka Google. And I was talking to Google, and Google told me a lot more about the circadian rhythm that I really bargained for. And I'm going to give you the quick and dirty about a circadian rhythm. And if you want to know all about what it is and how it works, I will post a link to that on the Facebook page so you can really dive into exactly what it is. But basically, it's a biological clock in essence. Now, a biological clock is technically something different, but I think we all know what a biological clock is. So with that said, hopefully it'll make it easier to kind of understand what a circadian rhythm is. So what happens is that our body reacts to different things. And those things that a circadian rhythm talks about is light and heat changes. So you've heard of jet lag. And what happens in jet lag is that you change time zones. So if you're traveling from California to New York, you're losing quite a bit of time. So you're going to try to go to bed earlier in New York and you're used to California time, and it's a flip, and your biological clock and your circadian rhythm are saying, what's going on here? So you're trying to change the cycle. And what happens is your body still thinks it's in California, but you're not, and you're trying to flip over to a different time. So you're either going to sleep a lot longer or less than you anticipated, and you're going to be tired and groggy. So circadian rhythms are quite important because what happens is we are living in a world where there's tons of artificial lights and heat sources that can really mess with our clocks. And so we have to pay attention to what's going on. And I think knowing about it is part of the battle here, because finding good sleep patterns is really going to help you in your daily life. And I try to relate everything to health and fitness and how it's going to make your life better. So there's lots of studies out there about sleeping and cycling with the sun. Thus, you would have, the perfect circadian rhythm, and you would be following along with your body's natural clock. So I think a good takeaway here is to realize how important sleep is and following those patterns and trying not to switch them up too much. And now what they recommend and what is universally recommended is that we go to sleep at the same time and we wake up at the same time, therefore not to screw with our circadian rhythm. But a lot of times what happens is we'll do that Monday through Friday, because that's a typical work schedule of everybody. So on those days, those 5 days, we'll go to sleep at 9 or 10, whatever your bedtime is, and you'll wake up at the same time, 5 or 6 or 7, whatever your wake-up time is. However, there's a shift from the weekdays to the weekend, And that's due to social time and just the world that we live in. And we want to enjoy our time out. So what we'll do is we'll stay up late Friday night. Then we'll sleep in Saturday, stay up late Saturday, sleep in Sunday. And then Sunday, we're going to try to force ourselves to go to bed early. And that's not going to happen because we've screwed with our circadian rhythm. And now we're having a hard time falling asleep on Sunday. And then Monday, we're going to be tired. And then all week, we've kind of set ourselves up for this, I guess not a bad week, but we've set ourselves up for poor sleep patterns. And now we're trying to get back. And so Monday's hard, but then we make it through Monday. And so we sleep, we go to bed at our regular time Monday night. And then Tuesday, we're still a little bit tired because we haven't caught up on our sleep, but we're pretty much back to our sleep pattern. And then Tuesday night, we're back on. We go to bed at our regular time. Then Wednesday, we wake up at a regular time. Thursday, we're up at the regular time. And then it's almost time to start that cycle all over again. So I've noticed this in my patterns, and what I've really strived to do is to always go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, no matter what, except for some very special occasions, and I'm talking birthdays and holidays. So just a couple of times a year. But other than that, I really have kept my sleep patterns the same, and it just makes for a better overall feeling throughout the week, and I feel better and more positive about it. And it's made it easier for me to stay on task with my goals, and that is my number one goal is to be healthy and make it to the gym. My second goal is to gain muscle mass, and then my third goal is to maintain that. So having a good sleep pattern has really helped me to do all three of those things because I'm not tired. I have the energy to follow through with them, and that's the important thing to take away here, is because when we have the energy, it's easier to do these things. Because I think of it as a fuel tank, and sleep is that tank. So if I'm full, I have all that energy to fulfill everything. And then if that tank keeps getting depleted and I'm not getting the rest I need, it's really hard for me to follow through with my goals because all I can think about is sleeping and getting rest. And having that willpower to not eat that junk food or prepare meals or go out and do the right things for myself and get into the gym, it makes it a lot more difficult to do those things. So a circadian rhythm, it's very complicated. And again, if you want to check out that link, it's facebook.com/under10fitness. And it's very, they've gone into so much research about it and so many studies, but when it comes down to it, I think it's finding your own rhythm and of life as well. So, you know, with your lifestyle, with your kids, with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends, what kind of balance can you find there to make sure that you're getting the best amount of sleep at the right time that's best for you? So I guess if I were to give you any type of suggestion, it would be to play around with it. Try going to bed at 8:30 or 9:30 or 10:30 and just switch it up from your normal time and go back and forth on those and play with different times of waking up and different amounts of sleep that you're getting. Play with 7 hours to 10 hours to 9 hours and just mess around with those for a little bit and see how you feel and find what's best for you. And again, thank you for tuning in. This is Under 10 Fitness. That's about it for me. I'm running out of time here. So thanks again for joining me, and I will see you next time here on Under 10 Fitness. And remember, stay motivated.